Brandon Clark.
Yeah, no, that was huge. That showed that, you know, that I am a player that, you know, wants to get better and that I can work on my game and make changes if I need to.
How can you impact an NBA team right away? You'll be 23 by the time the season starts.
Yeah.
Very different than a lot of guys in this room.
Yeah.
What immediate impact do you think you could have on the league?
I would probably say, first off, I would say defense. I'm somebody that can guard pretty much everybody on the court. Offensively, I have a really high basketball IQ, so, you know, there's just so much that I'll be able to, you know, do. And, you know, I'm just a winner, too, so I'll, find ways to help my team win games. Always.
You think teams are trying to see if you can play more four or three once you get to the NBA?
I think it really depends on the team. You know, I've been asked if I could play three, and I said, yeah, sure, like, I can play three. But, I'm more into playing the four, though, but I'll do, you know, whatever it takes for a team to win and for me to help somebody win.
Playing next to
small ball five?
Yeah, I mean, I could for sure, but yeah.
Playing next to Rui, I mean, you do have more ball handling abilities that maybe you weren't able to show?
Definitely do. I didn't really do many like isolation moves last year, but it's something that I've been really, really working on too this past summer. So it's been something that I've been adding to my game.
You had any interaction with the Spurs at all?
I had a meeting with them at the combine. Great, actually, great. I didn't get to work out for them, but I had a really good meeting with their front staff.
Are you relieved that the state's finally here tomorrow?
I am, yeah. It's been pretty stressful having to wait for it, so just really grateful that it's finally here now.
Your range could be a decent variance, right?
Yeah.
9, 10, 13, 18.
Yeah.
What's your feel on that? Is there some anxiety that comes with what you don't know?
Yeah, I would say that. It's just kind of just having that issue of not really knowing where I'm going to be going at. So it is kind of killing me to know. But I mean, my draft pick, I don't really care about. I'm more just curious of which team I'm going to be going to.
Being a couple of years older, RJ Barrett in Canada, do you remember the first time you heard about him? Just because obviously he turned into such a sensation within the country.
Yeah.
When you first heard about him?
Yeah, probably his junior year of high school is when I heard of him first. I was watching his like tapes on YouTube, and I thought that he was a really, really good player that was from Canada, so I thought that was cool.
Was it a curiosity that you went to like go seek out on YouTube to see, I guess, what this kid was about?
Yeah, I was just curious, so I went and saw, and I thought, oh wow, he's a very, very good player. So
playing alongside him, I guess, obviously you know the talent of him, but I guess, what is he like personality-wise?
I mean, I've never played with him before, but I haven't really talked with him either that much.
Okay.
But I met him yesterday, so he's a really, really cool guy, though, for sure.
When you guys played them, I guess, what's the scouting on someone like Zion versus someone like RJ in terms of, is it a 1-1A? Is it one guy you take more seriously? I guess,
because
obviously Zion's now, the consensus number one pick, but before the season, it was RJ.
Yeah. Yeah, and obviously those are really, really tough players of guards. Really, not much you can do.
Yeah.
But I feel like that as a team, we just really tried to make it so every shot they took was tough. So ended up working out in the end for us.
Did you get to spend any time with John Stockton at Gonzaga?
I did actually. Yeah.
What was that like?
He's a super, super cool guy, actually. He actually taught us a lot on the court, so he's just a really, really chill dude, really, really awesome family man.
Brandon, how do you think your skill set translates to the way the league is going in terms of your ability to impact things at both times?
Yeah, I would say just fine. Defensively, I can guard pretty much anybody on the floor. Offensively, somebody who's super quick, I can pretty much get off my shot versus, anybody. And I'm somebody that has a really high basketball IQ too, so I'm somebody that's going to, be able to come in and help the team pretty fast.
Brandon, if you weren't able to play professional basketball, what's one sport you would want to play professionally?
I would say football, but I don't really like all the headbanging stuff, so I'd probably say baseball.